Welcome to the High Vibe Tribe podcast with me, your host, Dawn Owen. I'm a wife, a mom, and an entrepreneur, a speaker, a zero BS coach, and a lover of the high vibe life. I help business leaders like you create huge breakthroughs in their life and business so that you can achieve the freedom and impact you want and deserve. In this podcast, you will hear me talk all about mindset, money, and magic. The power trio that I know will get you where you want to go fast. This is the High Vibe Tribe podcast. So, welcome to this week's episode of the High Vibe podcast. And today, we're going to be talking about morning routines. So love them, hate them, you've played around with them, you've tried them, they don't work. Does it mean getting up at 5 a.m? We're going to be giving you all the A's to the Q's today. And the keen-eared amongst you will notice that I just said we, because I've got someone joining me to talk about it today. In fact, it was her idea. So it's a saviour of digital mediocrity and the perfecter of the Michael McIntyre shimmy. It's Sarah Sarkis.
Thank you. I love those accolades. I'm taking them and I'm using them everywhere I go.
I feel I should get some, like, you know, like canned applause and stuff, button presses. I could expand my repertoire. So if anyone has been living under a rock, Sarah, and doesn't know who you are, I mean, get the hell out of our podcast. But who are you? What do you do?
I am Sarah Sarkis from Mulberry Design. I am Dawn Owen's personal web designer, and for many other people too. So I'm a web designer and I'm a WordPress expert. And I am really passionate about working with people who are all in on their business and really want to inject that business personality into their website, because that helps them talk to their audience. And it's just a really important thing that I see people, you know, there's a lot of mediocrity, isn't there, kind of on the web, everything can be a bit bland. So I think, you know, being able to stand out and really talk to your audience in a way that is really authentic is really key. And so I love to do that, and I do that all the time.
You do. And although we're not talking about websites, I just want to say, because it's present in my mind, because I've just had a call with someone who's like done a review of the copy on my website, and it was really good. And by that, I mean, she was full of compliments. Been saying it was shit because she's in a pot. But what I mean by that, because she was looking at the copy, not the website itself, and she said, you know, it was me all the way through.
Yeah.
The tone, she said, you're under no illusion what you're getting. And where I'm going with this is what I wanted to say is that I think sometimes people look at websites like that and think they are astronomical amounts of money. Because I know that when I've looked at people and looked at their websites and think, you know, oh, wow, they've got such a great website and it's really them. And you think it's going to, you know, cost an arm and a leg. And whilst you deliver costs an arm and a leg end product, it doesn't, I think, cost as much as some people think it does when you just want, like, for instance, a Mulberry Box website. Yeah. So just talk a little bit about that and then we'll get on with, this is what we came for. Yeah.
It's a super good question. And actually, recently I've had to reflect on it a bit because I've had quite a lot of feedback where people have gone, oh, Sarah, these Mulberry Box sites that you're doing, are they new? Because I thought you only did high-end sites. And in fact, someone said that exact thing to me on Friday. And my answer to that is, yes, I do only do high-end sites. I do really great work. But for some people, that might be 2 days. And for some people, that might be 20 days. So it's the same quality of work. It's not always the same quantity. And the Mulberry Box sites are amazing. I've built this platform. It's based on WordPress. It's a fast track to a really professional site. And they're great. And they work really well for small business owners and particularly female entrepreneurs.
Yeah. And I think that's a great way of putting it. It's like, it's the product's high end, it's just how it's delivered is different, and the process for you. So that depends on the cost. So I feel like I need to now a jingle button. That's if you need websites, see Sarah at Mulberry Design. I will put those in the show notes. Let's talk about what we came here to talk about. Now, this was your idea, morning routines. And before we start, because I was thinking about this, I'm really weird with dates and stuff. I think it's because it's numbers. I'm a bit of a Carol Vorders, I think. And I remember random dates of things. So I remember that I started a morning routine for the first ever time on the 2nd of June, 2015. And I think it was because, I don't think I know, the day before somebody had introduced me to The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod. I'd read that book cover to cover in one night and started the very next day. That's how I did it. Now, I'm going to put a bit of a spoiler, not spoiler, what's the thing? Parental guidance, adult guidance here, because when I remembered that date, I then remembered that on the 31st of July, 2015, me and the second Mr. Dawn parted ways. Were the two connected? I don't know. Maybe they were. But that's my kind of, you know, adult warning before we start. So,
a morning routine without any major thing happening in your life, though. So I don't want people to be worried.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, absolutely can. Totally. Yeah. It's like, come to High Vibe Live. I don't, you know, two people left their husbands after the last one, but
not compulsory. I'm still with mine.
Unconnected. Okay. So let's talk about that, because I think people do think, right, they're called morning routines, right? But actually, it is just about doing some of the things that I think. In fact, in Hal Elrod's book, he says it in the way of something like, it's doing the things you need to do to become the person you want to be, to do the things that you want to do, kind of thing. And that's really like quite complicated sentence. But I think there's lots and lots of research about these things that people put into their morning routines do contribute to, you know, a successful human, whether that is business, your life, whatever. So when did you come to a morning routine and kind of, and then we'll just go on from there, what it looks like and what you find the benefits are?
Okay. So, I mean, I think this is an interesting one, because when you think about routines, your morning routines, you think, you know, and you read about them like that book you read, you think, oh God, I'm going to have to get up at 5 a.m. to do that. And for me, sleep is super important and it's a priority for everyone in our house. So, you know, I can't have one that starts at 5 a.m. And as a working parent, you know, you've got your family routine, and then that often just blends into then your work routine. And those things are really important. And I needed something to sandwich in the middle that was really about me and self-care. So I started my morning routine when my mum was really poorly, when my mum was having cancer treatment. And I started it because I needed something positive to hang on to. But I also needed something that didn't have loads of friction, something I could actually do. My morning routine started with one thing only, and that was a gratitude journal, because it was something I could do. It didn't matter where I was, how much time I had, and it grew into something much bigger, but it started with that. And if I'm honest, when I started it, I just started it because I'd heard people talking about keeping gratitude journals, and I thought, why not? I just bought a notebook and I started doing it, and the impact it had was so massive and so quick that it became a non-negotiable really fast. And now I'm like an evangelist about gratitude journals. But my morning routine that I now have grew out of that one thing that I knew I could do that would be really quick, and I could do it every day.
And I think that's the thing. And it's like anything, isn't it? It's like, just take the first next step.
Yeah.
It's the same in our businesses or health and fitness or relationships, whatever it is. You don't need to know the whole plan. You don't need to dive in. You know, we all know beginning of January, we all set those goals of like, well, I'm going to go to the gym 52 times a week. I'm going to drink 8 litres of water and I'm going to survive on a lettuce leaf, you know? And it's like, okay, but where are you now? Well, I'm not doing anything. It's like, we're kind of setting ourselves up for failure. And when I think about business, people often think I'm here and I want to get there, but it's like, and there's all this and all of the things and all of the things in the middle. And actually all you need to do is just do the first next step, which is what you did there, starting with gratitude.
No, I'm a massive believer in micro habits as well. Things that are really small things that you do. And I call it habit bundling, but I think as a general term, it's called habit stacking. You know, you tag it onto something you already.
Yes.
So I have a cup of tea every single morning because my husband makes it.
Yay!
And I will sit and do my gratitude journal with that cup of tea, because that cup of tea arrives no matter what is going on.
Yeah.
You know, we could be in mid-flood, but everyone would have their tea, you know, and then the flood would have to happen later. And so I stacked that habit onto that. And then my other habits then came afterwards. And I think it's that starting small. I had this conversation with my husband this morning talking about getting outside for walks. And he was talking about someone he knew. He was like, oh, yeah, you know, must get to Draycott Water and walk 5 miles. And it's like, well, actually, you could just put your trainers on every morning and just step out and walk around the block, because I think that's where good habits begin. They begin quite small, I think.
They do start quite small. And again, you know, relating this to business as well, it's that we want it to be huge and big and complicated and hard so that we can let ourselves off. So in that example, for instance, like, oh, I've got to walk 5 miles. No, you haven't. You could just walk 5 minutes, 5 meters, you know, just start somewhere. That's the thing.
It becomes more sustainable. And I think then it becomes something that you really enjoy doing. Like Jane Brooke, who we both know, she has a personal trainer, doesn't she? And goes to gym loads. Yeah. And I remember saying to her, God, is that just a hassle? And she was like, I love it. Mm. I love to go. And so those things that we bring into our day that we feel a benefit from in some way, they transition out of a habit into something else. And there's probably a word for it, or someone's probably written a book about this, but they transition out of being a habit, don't they, into like a must have, or like a feel good thing, a thing you love to do. It's not a chore. It's a need and a want to do it because it brings you so much good stuff.
It becomes like a part of you. I always use like brushing your teeth. You can't even say brushing your teeth is a habit. It's unconscious now. Well, hopefully it is. And if it's not, get off my podcast. It's like, you get up, no one says to you when you're an adult, you know, oh, Sarah, have you, you know, remember to brush your teeth? It's just, we do it, you know, we take a shower, we do all of those things unconsciously. And I think that's how it becomes eventually, because it does become this non-negotiable thing. And I also remember back in the day, I was very rigid about it. I think because I'd read The Miracle Morning, which I love, and I love Hal Elrod, but I was like, right, so I've got to do it exactly as he does it. So he talks about the savers. So that's silence for meditation, A for affirmations, V for visioning, E for exercise, R for reading. And then he has to be forgiven for the S for scribing, which is writing, journaling, is what he means. And I was very much like, right, I've got to do that. And then over time it's evolved. And this is what I say to people. My morning routine isn't for everybody. It's just do what suits you and what answers the need. And it might change over time. And I was having this conversation with Claire Cahill the other day, and she's just added reading back in. And I was like, that's really weird, because I added reading back in January. I don't know when I made the decision to not be reading. It must have just dropped out at some point, because probably something else came in. But it's like, oh, I'm really enjoying reading, you know, 10 pages of a book every morning now as well. So how did yours then evolve on from the gratitude?
I've been into breath work for quite a while, and I got into breath work because I had long COVID. I had chronic fatigue syndrome a couple of years back, and I got really into breath work then. And I got into it because I just couldn't breathe properly as I was recovering from long COVID. The way I would breathe was just really dysregulated. So I got into that then and researched all kinds of stuff. And, you know, Wim Hof was having his moment then and all of that. And so did breath work a lot as kind of my way to help myself get better. And then as I got better, I stopped doing it. And then it wasn't that long ago, I thought, I met Harriet Saxton. I don't know if you've met her. She's an amazing lady, Harriet Saxton. And she's into this thing called heart math. And that is all about breath work, basically. And it's just box breathing, and it's such a simple thing to do. So I started to introduce some breath work into every day. And she said to me when we were talking about it, you know, what's your morning ritual? Do you light a candle? Do you do this? Do you put music on? I was like, no, I just sit down and crack on with it wherever I am, because the more friction there is around these things, the less likely I am to do them. So I do that. So I do my journal. Mm-hmm. I do my breath work only for a few minutes. I do puzzles, which is really random. I know, I started doing Word like everyone else should.
Okay.
And I do 3 puzzles every single day. And I don't know why I love them so much. I think it's that when you're doing that, it just is a mindful activity. You cannot think about anything else. You can only be in that moment.
Yeah.
So I do them. So that's a bit random. And I think this is, you know, your morning routine has to work for you. And there aren't any rules, are there? But we can look at other people, can't we, what they do and think, oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
But your morning routine has got to work for you, hasn't it? And I think you know, I'm having coaching at the moment with you. And so one of the things that, you know, I've learned through coaching is the thought download.
Yeah.
So that's a more recent addition. But when you wake up on the days when things are feel really difficult, or you feel, you know, you have a lot of negative thoughts that, you know, you're consumed with at the start of the day, that's when I add the thought download in. Now, I don't do it every single day, but I do it. And it's a funny thing, the thought download, because I feel like it stops the cycle a little bit.
You know,
the negative thought cycle that you can get stuck in. And also that a lot of the things that you're thinking just have no, you have no evidence, there's no validity in them. And to just choose a different thought, that's something that you often say, just drop that or choose a different thought. That I find the thought downloads really helpful, because I'm not really a journaler. I'm not one for writing down my feelings like that. Yeah. That I'm just not into that. And I wouldn't want to see them on paper either. Like, and I wouldn't know. I'm like, no, I'd have to burn it.
Well, we won't go into that right now, but I've made a note of it for next week. I think, you know, journaling, that was the first thing that I started with. And I can actually picture right now the first like journal that I started with on that 2nd of June. It was blue and white horizontal stripes. Oh my gosh, I can recall these bad things, but I can't remember what I went upstairs for. Jeez, man. It was quite Secret Diary of Dawn Owen, aged whatever age I was. Until kind of it grew, and there was no date for that. It was an evolution. And now, you know, my journal is basically my coach. It is how I self-coach myself. And it, back in the day, I remember going to an early morning breakfast meeting and somebody saying about being early. And I said, oh, well, I was up at 4. But this was back in the very beginning of this. And so I'd have got up at 4 so I could do a full hour of this routine, because I was kind of sticking to the formula, if you will. And he was like, oh my God, well, you know, do you not like sleep? And I'm like, I love sleep. And he was like, well, what do you get from this? And I said, you know what? I can't tell you at the moment. I just know that it's something. But now, so last Thursday, this is a real kind of, not that I needed any underlining of how important it is to me, but we were both doing our kind of journaling. My normal thing is I'll get up earlier, and very lucky, none of the kids live at home now. And so I've seconded the son's bedroom into my little Zen den, and I go in there and it's all white and lovely, and the dog comes with me, and I do my whole routine in there. But some mornings we do it together because we wake up together. This is Gareth I'm referring to. And he had a bit of a moment within his thought download and he wanted to share it. So I was like, yeah, that's fine. Anyway, it went on. And what it resulted in was I ran out of time. So I'd only written about 3 lines in my journal, and I didn't get to do my thought download and all the other things that I normally do. And oh my God, did I feel it. Now, it also just happened to be last Thursday. So it was the day before the Great Women in Business event. And if all of the days I needed it, and if ever I needed an example, it's that grounding piece for me. It lets me get all my thoughts out, so they're not buzzing around in my head. Lets me get all the negative stuff out, if there's any in there. It helps me focus on what's coming up for that day. And by lunchtime, honestly, I was just in free fall. I really was. And I managed to bring it round. But I think I actually rang Gareth to tell him it was his fault, obviously. Great coaching moment. This is totally your fault, because I couldn't do my morning routine this morning. But the point is, I know how much that grounds me. It makes me a better coach, a better wife, a better mom, you know, a better friend, a better human when I have that routine and I'm really protective of it. You know, the fact that I gave it up for him that morning, I mean, if you're listening, it means I love you so much. But it has to be something really special, even if I do a squashed down version of it, because I like to do the things that I like to do. And my morning routine, well, the first thing I actually do is come downstairs and get coffee, because we've got a coffee machine, you can set the timer on, and I have like 2 coffees while I'm doing all my journaling. And after that, I go into still what I consider my morning routine, which is when I do my like LinkedIn post or something like that. So I don't consider that I've started work. that to me is, that is now part of my morning routine. It's not starting work. So it's funny how they kind of evolve in that. And there's loads in there, but how do you think it helps you? What do you think the benefits are? And then what other things have you added in? Have you got any, like, you know, not weird things, but, you know, weird things?
You say it kind of, I don't know, it grounds you, doesn't it, at the start of your day? And it's interesting hearing you say you didn't do it, because I didn't do mine the morning of the Great Women in Business conference. And when I got there, I cried, which is really random. And I cried because there was just a lot going on at home. My mum's really poorly. My daughter's got, you know, some complex needs. And I just hadn't grounded myself in my morning, because I think it's that bit, it really centres you. And also for me, I don't know about you, but it helps me set the intention for the day.
100%.
How do I want to move into this day? Like the big one of the big things in my journal that I write is, what's my affirmation for the day? You know, on that day I wrote, and I think this is one that you gave me, allow myself to be fully supported. 100%. And when I got this event and I got upset, someone came straight over, not to give me the love and the cuddle, but to say, are you all right? You don't look all right. Why don't you go and sit outside in the car for a minute and just, you know. So I did. I went and sat in the car and I did my journal and I did my puzzles and I came back in and I felt like I was back in the room. So I think it's that grounding piece. And it's just the fact that you've done that self-care, I think, as well. And that intention for the day. I mean, walking the dog is part of mine, and I walk the dog like I am late. Like, let's not faff about. I'm not strolling. Like, my husband's come sometimes. And he goes, can you slow down? I'm like, no, this is not a stroll. I am walking like I am late. And so I do my walk with the dog every day. And again, that's another non-negotiable. And then I attempt to make time.
Oh, well, we know what's wrong with that sentence.
Oh, yeah. But for more other exercise. So I love skipping, you know, this. Yeah. So I keep a skipping rope in a box in the garden and I come round the back, because I'm this firm believer that movement gives you, like, I'm going to say it gives you energy, but it's not that. If you're already moving, I don't sit down. I don't sit down until I do my gratitude journal. I get up, I come down, I do the family jobs, I take the dog for a walk, I come back. I do not sit down until I do my journal. And that includes if I come back with the dog and we've got a gym outside, I'm in the back gate. I do not come in the house. I come in the back gate. I get the skipping rope out the box. I do my skipping. I've got the key in my pocket for the gym and I go straight in the gym. I don't come back in the house, because that I'm already moving. And if I'm already moving, and Mel Robbins talks about this, I love her. She talks about this in one of her podcasts and I can't remember the term she uses, but this, when you don't want to do something, get up and just do something and move. And it's that movement that gives you the impetus for that.
Totally. And what you've done there, I think it's, I can't think, James Clear, isn't it? Atomic Habits. You're removing the friction.
I've never read it. Yeah, I'm removing the friction. Yeah.
Putting the skipping rope outside. Don't come in the house because you could get distracted by something. You know, putting the gym kit out the night before. Like, my stuff is all in the white bedroom, all ready for me. You know, and the last thing I do at night is I take, we've got those V pillows we have in bed. I take the V pillow in there. Well, I don't just buy one to keep in there. I've just thought to myself, I don't know. I take the V pillow in, you know, and everything is there ready for me. And I go in and I start. And I think, you know, like you've just exampled there, it is about what works for you. So there are lots of things that you can do. So you were cold plunging at one time as well.
I had to stop that, man. Oh my God, during February, it just got so, so cold. I'm going to be back on that because I've noticed it has been, the temperature's gone up a bit, but yeah, cold plunge. Yeah. And that's about focus. I mean, it gives you loads of other health benefits, but to get in focus.
I would love to try the cold plunge, but I'm a planner as well. I'm like, okay, where could I put that in? Because I'm going to come in obviously soaking wet. And then I'm going to, like, so is it going to be after? It'd have to be after for me, I think. So I think what we're trying to say here is there are many things that you could put into your personal morning routine. It's like a buffet. You choose what you want. Take it all. If you're like me, I'm like, get out of the way. I'm getting it all from the buffet. Or you can be one of those people who just picks up, you know, a few olives and that's it. So in my morning routine, I have journaling. I have affirmations. I have then my thought download. I do a whole piece around what emotions am I choosing for the day and what's just the one thing that I want to get done. This isn't my to-do, this is just a thing that I want to get done, and what emotion will I choose around that. And then I do some work around whatever is a new thought I'm trying to really believe at that time, and I do some work on that, which tends to bring me up some strategies that I can use throughout the day. Then I'll do my reading, and then I'll tend to do my meditation at the end because I just want to be like, oh, just the last few minutes. And off I go. And what I wrote down earlier is when you said you hadn't done your routine on the morning of the Great Women in Business. Now, the interesting thing is that I made myself get up even earlier than I needed to so that I had done it, because I just knew I could not go into that. I could not people for that long without having done that routine. And I think that's the one thing I would say to people when they're starting, because, you know, it's going to be sticky and you might miss a few days and whatever. But actually, it is just such a gift to yourself. And you can just start with one thing for 1 minute if that's what you choose.
I just pick something really small.
Yeah, could be the attitude, the skipping, you know, whatever.
And I think, I don't know, I love getting outside. So for me, walking the dog, and I'm just, there's something about being outside, you're getting all your vitamin D and all of that business that, I don't know, that's a really important part of it for me. And so I just love to be outside. I think that's one of the reasons why I love skipping. I just do that in the garden. Yeah. And I look like a lunatic, so I don't want to be doing that anywhere anyone can see me. So yeah, just, you've just got to pick something that works for you and just try it and stick at it. Because I think the benefits come when you stick at it. But I think it doesn't matter what you do. I think it's about self-care, isn't it? It's about...
It is.
It's a, I don't know. It's something that you're giving to yourself that is saying, I am really important and I'm going to start my day with me. There's other, been other people in your day, of course. But I'm going to take this minute, this 5 minutes, this 50 minutes, whatever it is, and start this day with me. And I think that's the most important thing.
I really love that. It is that. I'm going to start this day with me. What are you telling yourself? You are important. You matter. You are actually, I would say, the most important person. It's that fit your own mask first thing. You cannot serve all the other people that you want to serve, whether that's kids, husbands, partners, whatever, unless you're, you know, what's that phrase? You can't pour from an empty cup.
Yeah.
It's right. I love that. You start your day with you. You're telling yourself, I matter. I'm important. Even if it's just for these 5 minutes or it's 2 hours, it doesn't matter what it is. Just start. I'm yet to meet the person who says, yeah, rubbish, doesn't do anything for me. Because it just psychologically, physiologically, you know, in your body, all of it, it can't fail to work really. Don't expect to, you know, do 3 days, miss 4 days, do another two and go, what's up with this shit? Nothing's happening. You know, on my website, I say you can't just, you know, journal your way to 100K. That kind of rhymes. But do you know what I mean? You've got to do the other stuff as well. So you can journal like a mofo. It's not going to bring you the money unless you follow it through. But it can really give you that grounding for a great day ahead, I think.
And it feeds into loads of other things as well, doesn't it? That, you know, that's just one piece then in other things that you might have going on. But for me personally, it carries me through really difficult days that might only be 5 minutes. I might only journal, only do the puzzles, do a bit of breath work. It's a tiny bit that then, it's like this immensely powerful thing that I create in the morning that just helps me travel through the day.
Oh, you're coming up with all the phrases, an immensely important thing that you create in the morning. I love it. I'm just looking up because I had a message from a client the other day and she was talking about morning routines. And I want to kind of get it right what she said, but it was something along the lines of, you know, I feel like it's the world's biggest secret. Well, it's not, because I talk about it all the time. But yeah, she said, I feel like it's the world's biggest secret. And, you know, more people should know about it. I can't find it now. But that is exactly it.
That is because I think the people we hear talking about it are like writing books about it. Yes. They're getting up at 3 a.m. and really all they've done is shifted their day. Yes. Like they're doing something ridiculous that we cannot buy into. It's so big, it's so massive, it's so unachievable that we can't even begin. And I think, you know, I feel the same. I feel like I wished I'd done this, you know, 20 years ago. I wish, you know, my kids know about it. I teach my teenage daughters about it. The importance of morning routines. One of the girls gets up and goes and does yoga every morning. I mean, you know. But I think that it is really powerful. It's just we think it's bigger than it needs to be, that we just pick what's going to work and just can give it a try.
And that brings me around beautifully, just to tie it back to everything. It was, you know, I was talking to someone about this morning. We do this, and I know I've said it earlier, but I'm just going to repeat myself. I can't. It's my podcast. Do what the fuck I like. Is that we love it. We love it to be big, and we love it to be difficult, because then we can let ourselves off the hook. But what we're saying here is you could sit down with your morning drink and write three things that you're grateful for. That could be the start of your morning routine. You could just sit with your coffee or whatever it is and just sit in silence for 2 minutes. That could be the start of your morning routine, you know, and then you build it like a Lego house. I don't know that song, else I would have started singing, but you, you just.
What song are you talking about?
Oh, I think it's by Ed Sheeran.
Oh, okay.
When he was boring, he's much better now, but it was boring then. So yeah, just start with something. So we would love to know what you're going to start with. What's your thoughts on morning routine? And, you know, I said this at the beginning, we call it morning routine. It's whatever works for you. You know, if it actually works for you to have this time when the kids have gone to school or something, great. If you want to do it of an evening, great. Just put it in where you can put it in.
Yeah, it's time for you. There's too many rules, isn't there, about everything. Just make your own rules up and do them.
Yeah, that's what we do. Make everything up as you go along. I've told you before, I like to be as surprised as everyone else what comes out of my mouth, you know. So just to go with the flow. Well, I love this. When we started this, we said, right, we're just going to like chat as if we're just chatting about it, you know, over a coffee or fears or something. I think we've done that. I think we've kind of busted a few myths and hopefully encouraged a few people to have a go at putting their own morning routine together.
Yeah, that's just a you know, great source of kind of inspiration, isn't it? If you feel like you can have a go after you've listened.
Yeah.
Let
us know, reach out to us on the socials. You know where to find us. So that's it for this week. I will, of course, be back next week with a brand new episode. And in the meantime, you know what to do. Keep those vibes high. Thank you for listening to the High Vibe Tribe podcast with me, Dawn Owen. I'd love to know what your number one takeaway was from this episode. Feel free to screenshot the episode and tag me in on social media. And if you know someone who would enjoy it too, then don't keep it to yourself. Share the vibes. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you get notified as soon as the next episode drops. If you're not already a part of the High Vibe Tribe community over on Facebook, then come and join us there. The link is in the show notes. And I'll see you on the next episode. In the meantime, keep those vibes high.